Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Hope you're having a great Friday today. And we're right half smack dab in the middle of September. And joining me in the half point time, Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jill Hubbard.
Hey, Steve.
Hey,
good
Steve.
To see you.
Good to see you guys. And I'm going to just mention to everybody that next weekend is our conference for intimacy in marriage. It's one of the best things we do. Radical results. If you're in trouble with your marriage, you want a better marriage, you call us right now. We want to help you. But I just had to start the program by saying we've only got a week left, and we really want you to go. And having said that, then I'm going to go right to the calls and talk to Samantha, who listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Hi, Samantha. Welcome to New Life. How can we help you today?
Hi. How are you today?
Doing okay. What's going on with you?
Well, I have a friend that at one point was drinking a whole lot, and now he's not drinking at all. He's totally stopped the drinking, but he's now taking this, it's an over-the-counter product called Kratom.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, okay. It's a plant.
Doesn't look good about it.
Yeah, it's a plant, and we have not found any herb, and this is kind of a mood altering herb, by the way. We've never found any herb or compound that is able to build character for recovery. See, that's what recovery is all about. It's not about stopping,
about shifting chemicals,
something. It's and starting something else. It's about, hey, I gotta do some work here. All the time I was drinking and everybody else was growing up, I was drinking. So now I have to build character in a recovery program. And so if something just makes me feel better about being immature or not developing life skills or being able to connect with other people in deep, intimate ways, then it's probably not very good for me to feel better with one chemical versus another. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
I'd be saying to him, well, like when you were drinking, you were using alcohol rather than, you know, making tough life decision stuff. And are you doing anything like to grow? I know the alcohol hurts some of your relationships. Are you doing anything to like learn how to relate to people differently? Things like that. Would be
okay.
Things that
and I know that he's not. We've been friends for a very long time. He is military, and I know that right now he's distant from God, and he's just having a hard time finding anything good about himself because of the combat tours that he's been through, the things that he's done. He's betrayed his wife.
Let me ask you a question. How's that Kratom going for him? Is it making his life better, or is it just kind of putting him on hold? I think you had the answer before. Yeah. You know it. It hasn't helped.
It's helping at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible and the little workbook, which is the best-selling of all the things, and might be a great gift for him to just to say, you know what, there's a path here and a process, and I think if you follow it, you're not going to need Kratom anymore. Okay?
Okay.
I'm glad you called. Really glad. And for you, I'm going to send you a copy of Understanding and Loving a Person with alcohol and drug addiction. Dr. Dave Stoop put that together. It's a good one, and it's going to help you help him. And I'm glad that you care that much about him. We'll take a break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. Glad you're with us today. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. By the way, the website or one of the things online that about Kratom says, just because it's not heroin or fentanyl doesn't mean it doesn't have adverse effects. Boy, that's a great point, you know, that. And if you're in, if somebody's comparing you to that, well, that's not very good. Let's go back to the phones because that's why I think people listen. And how about we talk to Jesse? Jesse's calling from Dallas, Texas. KBBW is the station there. Hey, Jesse, how are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing, Steve?
Good. What's going on today? What's happening?
I was on hold for a little bit, and I prayed about what I needed to talk to you about, and it came up to being me, talk about me. I'm a caregiver of my family, and I do a lot for them. I'm like my mom is staying with me right now. My marriage is broken right now. My little brother just came home from 15 years in prison. I have a little brother that came home a few years back from prison, cut himself all up. He was a cutter in prison. So I'm dealing with all them and trying to find my...
Wow. A lot of pain. A lot of pain in your family.
No kidding. I'm really sorry.
I'm trying to find myself in the midst of it.
Yeah. A lot of people acting out of their pain. And it sounds like you're taking it all in and feeling lost and overwhelmed by it all.
So what's the current situation that maybe we could help you with? What could we help you with?
I guess just help mentally. I mean, I have a business of my own. I'm an entrepreneur, and I'm not working it, and it's very, very lucrative, and I'm not doing it. I just need some mental help. I mean, I stopped smoking cigarettes for...
Okay, let me interrupt you here. Hold on a second. Tell me about your marriage. What's going on in the marriage?
Well, we got married 17 years ago, and two to 3 weeks after we got married, she tells me that we can get an annulment because she doesn't want to be with me. At the time, I had a little part-time
job. Tell me what's going on now with your marriage. Are you together? Divorce? What?
No, we've been apart. We've been apart for like three or more months. I live in my place and she lives in hers.
Well, I would much rather see you work on that than your business right now, because I think if you could get that taken care of, you'd be able to be more focused and do a better job at work. So why is that something that we're not talking about?
Because I don't want to go back.
You don't want to go back. And why is that?
Because I don't want her to feel that she has to neglect her life to be with me. Because at the time we split apart, she's a goer. She goes. Mm-hmm. She goes anywhere and everywhere she wants to go. And I don't want her to sit and say, well, I... Go ahead.
Well, can you see where I would kind of think that... Mm-hmm. That might not be a very good reason to not want to go back, is so that she doesn't have to go. People adapt to each other. People that are opposites adapt to each other. They make room for each other.
Right.
And once they make that commitment to each other. Now, have either of you been unfaithful to each other? Is that something that's messing things up?
Well, I have, but she doesn't know it.
Okay.
I guess, women got that intuition. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are you doing about whatever it is inside of you that led you to be unfaithful and betray her? What are you doing about that? Let's start there.
I'm seeking out help.
From?
I'm seeking help.
How?
From you guys. I mean, I don't have any friends. I mean, intimate mm-hmm. friends, but close friends that I can, sit down and talk to. I stopped all of that when it became us, me and her. Mm-hmm. Everything else went to this back burner. So I don't have.
Yeah. So you don't have any support.
It sounds like you live your life through other people, Jesse.
Yeah, Dave.
You live through mm-hmm. other people.
You organize around them and you lose yourself.
Yeah, you lost yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I feel. I used to be a artist. I was an artist because I drew a portrait of my grandmother while she was sleeping. And the thing about that, I blocked that away because she passed away years after I made that portrait of her.
Jesse.
So I stopped drawing.
Jesse.
Yes.
That doesn't have anything to do with anything about you, your character, and what you're willing to do. Now, some people call us because we're a place where you can get some advice.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call because they want somebody to maybe feel sorry for them. Some people just want to talk. I'm going to assume you want some advice. And if you want some advice, I'm going to tell you that you've got to stop ruminating about yourself, feeling sorry for yourself, and you've got to start putting one foot in front of the other to get yourself some help.
Well, Steve, can I just interject?
Yes,
I think
please.
What that speaks to, and mentioning the grandmother and all of that, is you sound depressed, Jesse, and you're focusing on a lot of the losses, and you're all alone in that and isolated and just weighed down by all these problems. I think that our Every Man's Battle workshop would be a perfect place for you to start, because first it addresses the infidelity issues, but I think also the loneliness and not having anyone to share your life with. Connecting has been shown, when you really connect on an intimate level, it helps alleviate depression. And so that's a really important place to start. And that's the fastest way I know of getting you into a group where they really know how to get intimate. They bring you to a place where men are connecting with other men, and it's a stepping stone to then moving on from there.
Yeah, when you're on your own and you're disconnected from other people and you're feeling bad about yourself and the things that have happened, you're just going to be out there in a fog. No wonder you can't work the business that is so lucrative.
Right.
So you've got to make some bold moves. Dave, what do you think would be a great first step or second step or third for him?
Well,
what
first
does he need
step
to
would
do?
Go to Every Man's Battle. Second step would be to get involved in some men's groups at his church. And thirdly, it'd be to get into counseling with a man,
right,
who can help you deal with the issues of being a man. I think the marriage is a secondary issue to finding yourself, because you got to be able to bring yourself into the relationship, and you don't know how to do that, and that's why that made you vulnerable for an affair, that makes you vulnerable for all kinds of things, because you're living your life through helping other people and ignoring and not doing anything about who you are.
Yeah, so it's just one thing after another, and it seems like to me the underlying thing is a disconnection with other people. And you know, when you get married, boy, the worst thing you can do is get rid of some old relationships with men just to focus on your wife, because nobody's going to meet all of the requirements that you need or all your needs. You've got to have these outside people that are putting into your life. So, I'll send you Every Man's Battle. I want you to have that. Mm-hmm. And, I'm also going to send you Forgiving What You Can't Forget by Dr. Dave Stoop. I hope that's going to be helpful to you. If you could get to Every Man's Battle, I mean, it could really help. We do one in October, and I believe it's the 5th of October is the next Every Man's Battle. And if anybody has financial difficulty, it's October the 5th in Washington, D.C. If anybody has difficulty paying, you know, we have scholarships all the time. Guys contribute to this because they want somebody else to experience it. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you want to get in. All right, let's go. How about we talk with Terry, Indianapolis, Indiana, WBRI. Terry might be my next door neighbor. Who knows? How you doing? What's going on?
Hi.
Hi there.
Yes, I was calling because I've been married for 25 years and been having problems for the past 6 years to where I end up moving out and everything. But that's really not why I'm calling, because I have a therapist and everything. I feel that I'm doing okay. However, my husband and I, we are back in the same house together because we have a 15-year-old son. And so we're really trying to communicate because of him. And the reason why we're really trying to communicate now is because of some issues that I went through. And I've been seeing a therapist for months now. And we had been seeing a marriage counselor like 2 years ago, but that didn't work. We never really finished marriage counseling, and I just got to the point where I just got tired of that. Anyway, my thing is, in the marriage part, he has always blamed me for everything being wrong. My girlfriends that I used to associate with, I don't associate with them anymore because he would either call them or get on Facebook. I mean, every female that I've had as a friend, which right now I just have one close friend, he's even text her. So it's just been crazy. He is a pastor, and it's crazy because the church really doesn't hold him accountable for this separation. I mean, I haven't been to the church in over 4 years, but like I said, I'm okay as far as getting counseling. I'm on a depressant, and so overall, I feel like I'm functioning okay and really trying to be there every day for my son. But just him always accusing me of something wrong with the marriage, I mean, just for the past 6 years now. And I'm thinking that there's something that's really going on with him because he can't move forward in his life, and he doesn't want to get counseling. He's told the church, he's told everybody, I've already had counseling.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Why is it that 4 years ago you quit going to the church where he's the pastor?
Oh, my God. Because he blamed me for everything in the marriage. Everything was my fault. And I'm like, okay, I can't take this anymore. He was very disrespectful. Even a couple of the members were disrespectful. And just being a pastor's wife is hard enough. Yeah. And I just couldn't take that anymore.
Is he the senior pastor of that church?
Senior pastor, yes.
Okay. And they didn't have a problem with his wife not showing up where he's the preacher?
Not at all. Now, this is the crazy thing. My best friend, her husband, when he was there, they end up setting him down because they were separated. But we've been separated over 4 years, but he's been telling them that I was crazy.
Okay.
So they let him continue to pastor.
Well, when you're the pastor, people think you have, you know, special traits and all sorts of weird, strange things go on. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you right after this. I'm really sorry for what's going on here, but
thank you.
The concern you have for your son needs to translate into a better marriage for your son, and let's see if we can't try to give you some things that might lead him, your husband, to take a second look at what's going on. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, and if you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll be back right after this.
I had a lot of trauma in my childhood that I realize I haven't dealt with, but it's affected our marriage just because I don't open up about it.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Dallas September 21st to the 23rd.
I'm very glad we came, and I know for me personally, I learned a lot about myself.
Join Steve Arterburn.
It's been a dream of mine for a long time to help people to grow more intimately together, and we believe that everybody has room to grow in the intimacy level of their life.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We help couples understand how their attachment style is sabotaging their current relationship. And then we teach them how to create comfort in a relationship.
And New Life's group leaders will help you focus on the area that will benefit your marriage most. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
It's definitely given me some major tools to work on myself and our marriage.
Honestly, this is the first time I've ever felt hope that I could actually break the cycle.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. All right. So, Terry, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. So, we've been talking at the break, and I'm going to let Dave and Jill give you some ideas, and then I'm going to give you one final one after they finish up here. Okay? So, Dave, let's start with you. What do you think? I mean, we want to get this family not just living under the same roof.
Yeah, this is disconcerting.
You got to start doing things as a family, and I don't know how that's going to work, because unless things change, you're displaying a real sick marriage relationship as an example to your son that this is the way marriage should be. This is the way husbands treat wives. There's another aspect of it then where you have not taken a strong stand. You've just withdrawn. And part of what we were wondering is why you quit going to church, because he's not going to call you down in front of the whole church. I would come back to the church and attend and leave early and come late so that I don't get into any conversation with them, but show up and show up that you're not a crazy lady.
Well, yeah, I think that's good.
They're starting to see that now because they realize what's going on. We did go to the state fair, and the funny thing is we saw a lot of his members. They know that I'm not crazy because my best friend that I talk with, she has sat down with a couple of people there, and so they realize that he has some issues going on. However, they cannot get him to go get counseling. So, like I said, we went to the state fair together. So we have been trying to do things together to try to show our son that we do love him. But as far as
One of the things you've got to do, Terry, is you've got to set some limits on the put downs when you're with your son, and take a stand against it and saying that was cruel, that was hurtful. Please don't do that. As an example to your son so that he sees that you're not just accepting this and it's a normal thing for a husband to put his wife down.
Right, because you don't want to just resign yourself. I mean, I hear that you're getting help for yourself, and that's good, but sometimes you can then, you know, use that in some ways to divide the marriage because there's nothing happening between the two of you to pull you together. And I would hate for you to just align with your son and kind of just get your needs met that way and just tolerate this man whom your son needs to identify with in order for his own manhood to develop. So I think even though it's maybe you've resigned yourself and it's kind of the way you're functioning, you are calling us because this really isn't how you want to continue to exist.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
Not at all.
Okay,
and my
good.
Son is so close to his dad; he loves him dearly.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay. So if he loves his dad dearly, his dad needs to make a sacrifice, and repair this relationship. I'm just going to offer this to you, Terry, and I'll give you my phone number, the office number here in Indianapolis.
Okay.
I just ask him if the two of you'd come talk to me face to face, since I live in your backyard, and let's see if we can make
some
progress.
And you are a pastor.
And I am a pastor, so but sometimes the pastor doesn't want to talk to another pastor. But anyway, we'll see how that goes. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send her a copy of How We Love, Mylon Kay, and Smart Love by Dave, and both of those are powerful books, and I'm hoping that that's going to do something that hasn't been done before. Now, before we go to the next call, let me mention this to you. The workshops, September 21st, Intimacy in Marriage. Boy, could we ever do a miracle on this couple.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it would change everything. Every Man's Battle is the 5th of October. And then Life Recovery is coming up October the 6th. Our Life Recovery Conference, it's the one thing we don't, it's not like an intensive. We don't have therapists in. It's like a regular conference that you just go and attend, and it's fantastic.
It's intensive, and there's a lot of sessions,
a lot of information. Yeah. But we're not going to ask you to reveal the most embarrassing thing.
No.
We won't do that. Okay? So we'd love for you to join us for that. Think it'll be a powerful thing. By the way, I'm going to be in Killdeer, Illinois, at Informed Choices September 20th. I'd love anybody that's around there to come say hi. I love getting to speak at places that believe in the value of life. I mean, I can't get enough of it, and it's so exciting to meet other people that know the value of what God does every single day, without a doubt, creates life. Pretty exciting. All right, let's go over here to a Molly from Sacramento, California. Listens on the internet. Hey, Molly, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm all right. What's happening?
Okay, my husband of almost 30 years, a couple weeks before our 30-year anniversary, moved out, told me he was leaving, and 3 weeks later, filed for divorce. It's been 7 weeks now since he's been gone, and I talked to you guys back in 2010 about adultery that he we've had a lot of problems. So the fact that he filed for divorce is not necessarily a bad thing, because probably, you know, it just needed to happen. But what I want to know is that your biblical view, or to kind of put my mind at ease on, you know, I feel like I need to hire an attorney, because my husband is insisting that we just work this out together. He wants it really quick. And he has given me an outline of his, what he's proposing, and wants to talk about it. And when I try to talk about it, he says, no, you know, but he's basically just bullying me, which is kind of...
You have called the right place. You've called the right place.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Okay, we are back. And we're talking with Molly. Molly, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Molly?
It's unanimous.
Yes, I'm here.
Get an attorney.
Yeah, you're a smart woman, and you just need to get that attorney.
He's trying to bamboozle you.
It's that simple.
I know that deep down. Yep. I just want, you know, because we're both Christians, even though all this has happened, you know, I mean, there's been affairs and abuse and...
Right. Now, hold on. No, wait just a second. Hold on just a second. We're okay. Both Christians. Okay. You said we're both Christians, right?
Yes.
Now, he's been unfaithful, and he's divorcing you.
Yes.
And he's abusive.
Why would you even bring Christianity into it as a defense for not getting an attorney? Because
no,
a lot
not.
Of people think
but
this way.
That's okay. What he's telling me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that,
we,
okay.
I should not, okay. Because
yes.
We can work it out together.
Yeah. And okay. That's,
well, but so, if you could work it out together, you wouldn't be getting divorced.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Right?
And so that's the statement.
And so a lot of times people just call and they just want us to agree with them. Well, in this case, it was a good thing. We do. You need to get that attorney.
Okay, good.
Now,
yeah, and
here's the thing. Once you get the attorney, once he sees that you're not a pushover and that he's not going to walk away with all the money and all the security and everything, sometimes it kind of wakes a guy up, and then he's willing to go to work on himself. And that
maybe.
Would be a cool
maybe,
thing.
Or maybe. It gets ugly. Because the fact that... Go ahead.
Yeah.
The fact that after this long, suddenly he's wanting to push this through really fast, That kind of tells me, Molly, he's got something else on the side that somebody he's in a hurry else. For.
That's what I think.
Right? And yeah. So, yeah, you don't want to be naive to that. And it sounds like you're not. And you have every grounds for divorce. You know, he's already broken the vows, Molly.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah,
in terms
I really
of that.
Should have left a long time ago. I just, for me, I just couldn't do it. You know, I mean, I really yeah. should have for a lot of reasons. Mm. But so this, ultimately, it's a blessing. And
this
it's
is
all,
your get out of jail free card.
Yes.
In a sense, right? So you well, need yeah. somebody on your side to help you walk through it.
Yeah. I
but
do.
We do
I,
know.
I need to not have and to communicate with him.
And you'll well, find out right. what he's trying to cover up. Because yeah. the attorney will know what to look for.
Yeah, and you don't even have to tell him. You don't have to ask his permission. You don't have to tell him you're
no.
doing this. You just go do it, and you let your attorney handle it. That's what they're there for.
Yeah, I personally just did the no contact. I just
yeah.
I'm
do
not,
everything
I'm
in
not
writing if you
with
have
him
to
at
have.
All right now.
Yeah,
I'm forcing it because I can't. You know, I just I know it's all manipulation and right. always has been. And but he's already mentioned, you know, like if I went to an attorney, I'd be wasting money and time that could go toward our kids, who are, you know, they're adults.
That's so predictable.
It's just
yeah.
a guilt.
It is.
Okay, I knew what I needed to do, but I just
we're happy to validate okay. it for you.
Just want to clarify, we hate divorce.
Yes.
But he's the one divorcing. We're just encouraging you to protect yourself. We also mm-hmm. hope that maybe he'll change his mind. And
yes.
although Jill said it's a get out of jail card, I know what she meant.
Sorry.
But we also know
sorry.
There is no get out of jail card when it comes
I'm
to the
sorry.
Free. I mean, free.
It's free, for sure.
It's always costly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it was kind of a joke. Sorry.
Yes. Speaking of costly, someone that's a bargain to the world, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry.
Hey,
talk
Steve.
To us. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. I want to first off thank everybody who's been giving us. It's been helpful. We need to keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
And I saved a note here that came in a while back because Dave Stoop is in here today.
I want people to see what you look like, but the cameraman. Oh, there we go. Now
yeah,
that's what Larry
there's
looks like.
Larry.
This guy says, my youngest son just turned 41 this week, and I remembered calling you about him when he was 18 to 19 years old, asking what to do as he was getting into drugs. Dave Stoop answered and gave me good advice. Now this young man is very successful tech expert, happily married, buying a new home. I just want to say thanks. You make a difference by what you do. You're in my prayers, and God will always supply your needs as you reach many more people.
How about that?
Wow.
So, Dave?
That's pretty something.
People listen. You're like E.F. Hutton.
Yeah. It's a long time ago, too. But
So,
yeah,
anyway.
That's exciting to hear.
That's
yep,
what
it
happens.
Sure is.
That's what happens. Lives change when people listen. Lives change when they go to our workshops. Lives change when they go to our counseling network and speak with a counselor. So, it's all about getting lives to be where God wants them to be. And you can support that. You can make a gift. One-time gift, appreciated very much. First-time givers, we need first-time givers. So if you would make a gift, I know there's a lot of you driving around in your car and you need to pull over and pick up the phone and call 800-NEW-LIFE and say, I've waited too long. Give us a call. And we need Club New Life members. Automated giving, monthly giving, $30 a month or more. And for that, we have a thank you gift of a thumb drive, 71 teachings on it, and they're some of our best. We have
71 teachings. They are our best. And, you know, Larry, I just want to remind people that our Club New Life is $30 a month. It's our skeleton, our backbone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the foundation. It really helps us in ways you could never, ever imagine. So please join it.
And it's growing. And if we can keep it growing, get it to a point, you can give me off the air. Just keep giving, and I won't come on here and ask for money every day.
Well, Larry, that's a reason for people not to give, because
we'll
people love you.
We'll just have you on for another yeah. reason, right?
I'll come on for a different reason, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Come yeah. on.
So anyway.
But you know what? I'm going to just kind of reemphasize what you said. Dave and I were on a program one time, and a mother called about her drug-using son, and we said, throw him out of your house immediately. And she did. And, oh, you know, I drove away from the studio that day thinking, wow, you know, that was so strong. Mm-hmm. It was about, I think, 6 weeks later, I showed up at a speaking event, and that woman came right up to me, and she said, "I did it," mm-hmm. and he's in treatment. He's getting help.
Wow.
And so we care about the advice that we give, but sometimes it does. It changes everything. But here's what I can guarantee you. When you support this ministry, it'll start to change you. You will feel a fulfillment and a freedom because you're part of all these other people getting well. I tell you, the more you give, the more you're going to feel part of it, and the more you're going to know you are a transformer of lives. So come join us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE is the number to call. It's real simple. Or you could go to newlife.com.
Well, one last thing we forgot, Steve. The other gift that you get is a Bluetooth speaker. And you can listen through your cell phone, your tablet, or whatever, and amplify that sound and hear it so much better. So
Amen.
That's part of the gift as well. And if you are a current Club New Life member, and I know all of you can't give more than you are, so please don't take this that I'm trying to guilt anybody into anything. I just want to appeal to those where they have the resources and the means, the ability, the willingness. If you give $10 or more per month, we'll send you that same thank you gift that we're sending the new members. So thank you.
Okay, thanks, Larry. Let's go right back to the phones and let's talk with Jane, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and she listens on the New Life app. Hi, Jane. Welcome. How can we help?
Hi, thank you. Hi guys, how's everybody today?
Good. Good. Okay. What's going on with you?
Good. Okay, so I called a couple months ago about my husband who hit on my friend. Long story short, she came over like 6 months later. This was a couple weeks ago. And, you know, he apologized to her. And he said, "Oh, my wife was being so mean to me that day. I'm sorry. That's no excuse, blah, blah, blah." So I thought, okay, well, at least we're in counseling as well. At least we're getting somewhere. And I felt so proud of him for apologizing. And she's like, "Yeah, I really missed your wife. She's such a good friend. You know, we get along. Our kids get along." So then all of a sudden, like, you know, she was talking about going out on a date. And then he started grabbing my leg in front of her, grabbing my breast. And I'm like, "What is going on?" I said, you know, I pushed him away. So then she left, and he wanted to be intimate. And the whole time we were being intimate, he was like, "Call her, tell her to come back over here. Let's have a threesome. Call her, call her, call her." And I'm like, no. And I said, "Yeah." And I said, "No." And then I kept saying no. And then I told him to stop because I had I'm really embarrassed. I had to use the bathroom. He wouldn't stop. And then I finally started crying. And then he wanted to go again, and then while we were being intimate, he took my phone and he texted her pretending it was me.
Okay, so your question for us is,
I don't know
what
the question is anymore, to be honest with you. He's been
That's all right.
so, like, he felt bad the next day. He said, "I'm really sorry," but this is the thing, it'll be quiet for a couple months, and then something like this will happen. Like, he'll do something weird. Like, one time we were being intimate and he wanted me to call him by my dad's name, which I thought just freaked me out, and he said,
"Okay,
I understand. And then he stopped.
Okay, I want you to hold on. We can help you with this, but it's going to take you doing some things in a different way than you might be willing. We'll be back.
Said, "We need to talk." She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we are we're talking with Jane. And Jane, I'm curious how old you are and how old he is.
We're both in our 40s.
Okay.
Yeah,
we're both 40.
Okay.
So Jane, he's
and we have
obviously
two small kids.
Oh, two kids?
Okay.
Five years old and 2.5.
Okay.
Boys or girls?
Girls.
Mm-hmm. And do you think that those kids are safe when you leave them with him?
I do. I don't. Mm-hmm. I never got a strange feeling about him. No. I just don't understand why is it died down for a couple months.
Well, he's a sex addict.
Yeah.
He's a sex addict.
Yeah.
And so sex addicts,
he goes through a cycle of remorse.
Yeah. So sex addicts can recover their shame might help them recover their sensibility for a little while and restrain themselves for a little while. But
then it builds back up.
He's really a sick guy. Do you know that he's really, really sick?
My mother is very concerned about me. Yeah. I'm too embarrassed to talk about it.
Yeah.
You're kind of a pleaser.
You're kind of a pleaser type person, kind of a compliant pleaser. And I think he might.
Yeah.
And you get seduced by his apologies. Yeah, you get seduced by when he becomes the little boy and is apologetic.
So what
yeah,
I'm going to recommend.
He
did say what?
Then the next week after that, he took us on vacation, paid for everything. I didn't pay for anything. He took all of us on vacation.
That's what a husband does.
It makes me think that normally you would be paying for stuff.
Like, you think that that's something exceptional.
Yeah. So here's the thing. No. You don't have good quality, strong female friends. He's probably alienated you from good quality female friends, or they would be telling you the things that I think you need to hear. He is a sex addict. He has a very perverted mind, and you need to demand that he get help.
Well, we did go to the
He needs to go get help for his sexual addiction. It has nothing to do with you, your marriage, communication, nothing.
This was before you guys were married.
He's a sex addict, and it's getting worse. And I got to tell you something. If I could put words in your mouth, I would be saying to him, honey, I have seen your sexual addiction get worse and worse. And it's to the point that if you don't get help right now, I have to consider whether or not our girls are safe under your care.
Can I just say something real quick? No, I totally agree with what you're saying, and I am worried about that. The next day I wanted to leave, but I just was so exhausted by the whole thing, and my brain actually felt like bruised.
If all you have is your mother, then you call your mother and you say, Mom, you are so right. I don't have it in me to do this on my own. Can you help me? But I would I would be saying to him, you go get help. I'm going to go live with my mother until you get help. Because you've obviously, I mean, look what you've done in front of me to betray me. And I can't imagine what you're doing behind my back. You have to go get help, or we are finished.
Yeah, there's no hope without help here for him.
Yeah.
And right. I would start with every man's battle.
Yeah, we discussed that in counseling. And he did, he didn't say no. We'll just say
but
that.
See, he did, but okay, but he didn't go. And we have people, let's just say there's a scale of 1 to 10 of guys that have problems. We have guys that go that are like a 2 or a 3, and they do great. And we have guys that go that are like a 10 off the chart, and they do great there. He's like a 7, 8, 9. He's way up there in intensity. And you don't even know what he's involved with, see? And so if you crater here and you don't demand a change in his behavior, it's just going to get worse. You can do something now.
It's probably gotten worse over the years.
And I appreciate. Yeah, it has. It has gotten worse. And I want to be happy and I have to be strong.
Yes.
And if I continue this pattern, he's going to pull me down. And I have two little girls depending on me. And I can't allow that anymore.
Right. Right.
Now,
and you don't want them
talking.
To see this example of a man.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. Right, or to be treated this way. So you have to take a stand, because it's the loving thing to do to take a stand, because he can't stop himself. So he needs to hit up against that boundary that you would be creating by saying, I'm moving out until you get help.
Yeah, he is out of control. What? I'm just telling you. He's out of control.
It's got to be a strong statement.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Brought it up to our therapist last week, and I was really, I told him how scared I was and everything, and my husband's like, well, you always see the negative, like, I'm here now, I love you, I want to work on the marriage, this is why I'm here. And then our counselor said, well, this only really comes about when he drinks, right? And he's not drinking, so you really, you know, shouldn't worry too much about it.
Okay, let me tell you this. That was a really stupid thing that your counselor said, an uninformed
really
thing. And we rarely say that a counselor ever says anything stupid, but that was just stupid. And so what your counselor should have said to him was, you know, not only do you have this alcohol problem you're having to control, here's another thing that's out of control. You need to get into recovery as quickly as you can. That's what the therapist should have said. Now you've got a couple of addictions we're talking about. I don't know, there might be a third or a fourth that we don't know about, but you're going to have to get some help. Now look, you be strong. We want to talk to you off the air. We want to help you however we can, but at minimum he ought to be at the next Every Man's Battle workshop. He ought to be there,
yeah, in October,
and we're gonna have. So I am so sorry what you're going through, but I'm really glad that you called. And let me tell you, somebody else is listening right now, and you know you are her. You know that things are really crummy, and that you've put up with stuff, you've minimized, you've kept the peace, and you know you need to get some help. And a therapist may not be the person to help you. It may be your mother, your father, it may be your best friend, but whatever it is, don't assume things get better. This is the world's worst problem. Is assuming status quo is going to be maintained in something like this. And then one day you walk in and he's doing something to the little girl and you said, oh my goodness, I could have stopped that before it got to that point. Satan is a liar. He is powerful. We believe in evil. And here's a great example of it. If you need some help, I need you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If somebody in your life is getting worse, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And if you can help us, it's the same number. We can't do this without your support. Every Man's Battle's coming up October the 5th, and some of you guys have been overtaken by an evil force in this world called lust and pornography. And if you go get it taken care of, you'll become the man you know you want to be. Others of you, I mean, you're in a marriage, and it's rough, but it can be fantastic. Our Intimacy and Marriage Workshop, September the 21st in Dallas. I'll be there, and if you'll be there, things will get better. radically better. But you have to call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please do. Give us a call. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Dave. Thanks to all of you who support us. If you need some help or you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again on Monday for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.